Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, and Greg comes in from time to time to keep us up to date on what's sounding good locally, and he's here now with some 518 music from the area code, the 518. I like that term.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got there's just so much going on. It's summertime, August. Summer is not over. Trust me, August is jam-packed full of really cool stuff. One of the really fun things, if you're a music fan and you don't have plans this weekend, is the Hudson Music Festival, which kicks off at about 5 o'clock today and runs through Saturday and Sunday. And it's all free, and there's like 20 different venues. It's indoors at nightclubs and restaurants and galleries, and outdoors at parks and tents on the street. It's a great place to go and sample a whole bunch of good music for free. Mm-hmm. So you got nothing to lose, really. So, a bunch of local bands that you know very well are Last Conspirators, Todd Nelson's TN3, Rick Rourke and Lost Wages, Oobleck, Lazy Sons, a lot of the bands that we've been playing here are going to be down there playing, and as well as M.R. Palopoulos, who will be playing twice on Sunday. So you got two chances to see him Sunday afternoon, and he'll be playing stuff, of course, from his sophomore solo album, which recently came out, called Harvest the Heart. And here's a little bit of M.R. Palopoulos, the opening track off that album, Hard Times.
With a polish of dirt and coal, I had some eyes of the finest glass, through which chevrons like to pass, reveal a rainbow in a pool of gas, and then you scrape the land. Blinded me at last. I had some feet that could walk a mile to see friends and down the aisles. I passed a fad and its shallow styles, but then you walked along.
M.R. Palopoulos, Hard Times, from the new album Harvest the Heart. He's playing at the Hudson Music Festival in Hudson Sunday at 1. On stage at the 400 block of Warren Street, and again at 3 at the American Glory Barbecue. The Truth About Love from Dave Maswick.
Yeah, Dave Maswick, a lot of people, well, a lot of people know Dave as the bass player with the Stony Creek Band. He also does a lot of the Beatlemore Skid Mania Beatles stuff up at Skidmore College. And way back in the day, he went by another name, Chevrolet Blotto, in some other band. but he's just put out a new solo album. Yeah, he doesn't play out solo very often, but you can always catch him with Stony Creek Band, and they're playing around all the time this summer. But this is a really nice album, very varied musically. The album is called The News From Here, and I believe this is the opening track off that album, too. It's a duet with Steve Canlon, another local 518er. It's called The Truth About Love.
Here's to you, my best, my one true friend. I love you like my brother. Life will change the day you go away. I'll lay you down in a field of green, and I'll send a prayer to heaven that you can rest whatever path you're on. Know that I'll keep your secrets, I'll tell your stories, I'll remember you well.
Dave Maswick, The Truth About Love, from his new album, The News From Here. He'll be playing with the Stony Creek Band at the South Glens Falls Town Park. That's 6:30 on Tuesday evening. Now, the Beatles did a rooftop concert. It became a big deal. They were in London recording Let It Be, and it made itself into the film. And let's not forget Homer Simpson's B-Sharps. They did a rooftop concert on Moe's Tavern.
You two did a rooftop. The rooftop thing is big. Yeah,
it is big. You know? And Johnny Rabb's going to hit a rooftop.
Yeah, up at Skidmore College, the Tang Museum is a really kind of lovely, weird-shaped building. And for many summers now, They've been having free Friday night concerts up on the roof of the Tang. This concert series is called Upbeat on the Roof, naturally. And Johnny Rabb, who's one of one of this area's great unsung heroes, I think. He doesn't get the respect and the credit that he deserves, but he's been around for years, and he's a wonderful singer and a great performer. And he's going to be playing with the Tishy Boys on Friday, August 16th, up at the Tang Museum. And, of course, the Tishy Boys call themselves the finest father and son rockabilly duo in all of Rensselaer County. So you know you're... When John and Graham Tishy...
And that's Tishy, a lot of competition in that category.
You know, when John and Graham Tishy get together and they add Johnny Rabb to the combo, it really kicks. So here's something from... this is an old rockabilly nugget that Rabb dug up. It's called... I think it was by Warren Smith originally. And a little bit of Ubangi Stomp.
Ubangi Stomp, Johnny Rabb from the album Gotta Have It, Johnny and the Tishy Boys on the roof at Skidmore College's Tang Museum, Saratoga Springs, 7 o'clock, Friday, August 16th. Dean Batstone, great name.
Yeah, well, he's not actually a local guy. He's from Canada, but he's going to be coming down to play at Cafe Lena at 8 o'clock on Saturday, August 17th. And it's part of their... They've got a sampler concert series called See the Future that they run at the cafe. And he'll be playing with two other singer-songwriters, Anna Dagmar and Connor Garvey. So you know you're going to get your money's worth. But Dean's a really fine singer-songwriter, and he actually recorded his latest album, Lonely in America, recorded it mostly in Woodstock and Rhinebeck, and there's a bunch of local 518 players on it. Jim Weeder used to play with the band and now plays with Project Percolator, and drummer Gary Burke plays with Professor Louie and the Chromatics. And so Dean's coming down from Ontario to Saratoga next Saturday, and here's a little bit of one of the tracks from Lonely in America. It's called Shovel Under Load.
Like the midnight sun from a corner of the street. Now a smarter man might have moved on past the hickory smoke and beer. But a hungry man with a highway throat kicked the iron down one. Took a beer to push the dust down, a tequila for the white line curse. Lost my hunger to another shot. Yeah, I was working on my thirst.
Dean Batstone, Shovel Under Load, the latest album, Lonely in America. He'll be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga, 8 p.m. Saturday, August 17th. And boy, talk about turning the clock back. You go back 48 years to the Newport Folk Festival, and it's coming to the egg. That's amazing.
Well, the Jim Queskin Jug Band, and I just got to give a shout out to these guys because they're just wonderful. And they have been together. This is their 50th anniversary tour. They're getting back together for pretty much just a handful of shows, and the Egg has got them at the end of August, Wednesday, August 28th, the Egg reunion of the Jim Queskin Jug Band with Jim Queskin, Maria Muldaur, Jeff Muldaur, Bill Keith, and they'll be also backed up by the Barbecue Orchestra. So you know this is going to be a whole bunch of fun. Maria was just in town in Schenectady over at the Music Haven and put on a wonderful gospel blues show with the Campbell Brothers. This is going to be a different thing, but it's going to be just as good. No, it's going to be better. It's going to be better. Anyway, here's a little sample of what you can expect from Jim Queskin Jug Band. Here's Sadie Green, the Vamp of New Orleans, recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965.
Oh, she had my boat and the Navy had the Marine. Now,
when she starts to dance. Oh gee, mother, mother, pin a rose on me. She makes the ball men tear their hair. Now hold her nude, don't let her air. Since this dancing baby came to town, why she's turned everything right upside down. Oh boy, what a catch. She got great big eyes and feet to match. What a queen, Sadie Green, she's the map of New Orleans.
If you couldn't see the Rolling Stones 50th anniversary tour, how about the Jim Kwaskin Jug Band, which will be making 50 years later at the Egg?
I'd rather see that one.
Yeah. I do too, yeah. 50 years later, the Jim Kwaskin Jug Band, that's coming to the Egg in Albany, 7:30 Wednesday, August 28th. And I'm sure, Greg, you'll be there.
I will be there with bells on.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.